This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Let's say you buy grapes or apples and they're not organic. And you might think, stupidly, that you can just wash off the pesticides.
The Health Ranger Report.
That's like thinking you can take a rapist and wash off the rape.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
If you want to live, read naturalnews.com. You know, a thought occurred to me the other day that any person who promotes life or liberty is vilified in the mainstream media because it's the independent media, and specifically Natural News is a great example of this, that promotes protection of life, including environmental protection, including nutritional remedies, natural medicine, and so on, as well as individual liberty, which is the responsibility of the individual, as well as the ability of the individual to be free from oppression and free from censorship and so on. Now, this combination is very interesting. The protection of life. Oh, sorry, I should introduce. Thank you for joining me. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You're listening to Health Ranger Report. And also check out my Health Ranger store online at healthrangerstore.com. Now, most of the mainstream media, let's say this, most of the culture tries to pigeonhole people into political paradigms of either you're a leftist or you're on the far right. You notice they never say you're far left or just right. They always say you're either progressive or you're far right, like as if being on the right is a form of extremism. That's the way it's usually described. Now, this effort to try to pigeonhole everybody is, of course, a form of tribalism, and it's one of the main tools of the status quo to divide and conquer the people by getting people to fight against each other instead of fighting the system that is oppressing them all. The truth is we all have so much in common that we really shouldn't be bickering amongst ourselves. We should be all fighting for freedom against the oppression of the system. The system, in other words, the status quo, the, I don't know what you want to call it, the military-industrial complex, the corruption, the deep state corrupt government, I don't know, the globalist regime of controllers and puppeteers, whatever you want to call it, the system is what suppresses our freedom and destroys our lives, and even in many ways encourages the destruction of life. And the system is what attacks individuals who try to defend life or save lives or enhance lives or awaken people. And it's become very apparent to me that the mainstream media is really the media of death and destruction and enslavement, where the independent media is the media of life and liberty and freedom. And it's very clear to see, you know, you look at like Brian Williams the other day, he was talking about the missile launches in Syria, these missiles, the Tomahawk missiles that were launching, and I guess it was like 58 missiles, and killing civilians, by the way, not just bombing down that airport. And Brian Williams, I think it was Brian Williams, was sitting there saying how beautiful that was. What a beautiful sight to see these missiles launching into the night sky. How beautiful he thought that was. Like, this guy is a sick individual. I mean, I understand that there may be cases where, and I'm not saying this is one of them, but there could be a case where you need national defense against an aggressor, someone invading your shores, for example. And you might need to launch a missile. I get that. I'm not against national defense. But to sit there and say that we're launching missiles at some other country and bombing some of their innocent children, people in the countryside who happen to get hit, and to call that a beautiful thing, that's a kind of bizarre, evil, demonic sickness. And that's what the mainstream media promotes. And that's why they love war. You ever notice that? I don't know if you're old enough to remember this, but I am, that CNN became really popular in the first Gulf War, because the first Gulf War was the first war that was widely televised. They had a lot of video footage from the bombs, the laser-guided bombs going right into the buildings, and they broadcast all that footage and people would sit on their couches and watch the news coverage from CNN. And CNN wanted the war to continue because it was like the reality TV of the 1990s. It really was. This was the most amazing drama that the average American sheeple viewer had ever witnessed. And so the war was good for business in the mainstream media. CNN loves war. They love war because they get to broadcast. They get eyeballs watching them. They get to sell more advertising. They also love elections for the same reason. That's when people tune in, when there's controversy in an election. And of course, the military-industrial complex loves war as well. And if you think about it, who's also supporting the media in terms of advertising? Well, it's the drug companies that are selling poisons, and it's the pesticide companies that are selling poisons, and it's the biotech companies that are selling poisonous seeds, like BT corn, genetically modified corn that actually contains poison in every grain. And they also sell toxic cancer-causing weed killers like glyphosate that now inundates most of the food supply. It's quite sickening. These are the ones who support the media. So it's the poison companies, the poison corporations that are funding the media that's promoting war and death and destruction because that gets them more ratings so they can sell more ads so that more eyeballs can watch more promotions from the poison-pushing companies and more consumers can be tricked into buying more poisonous products. And then if someone comes along and says, hey, that's all poison. You people you're committing suicide as a nation. You're giving yourselves cancer. You're giving yourselves Alzheimer's. You're giving yourself diabetes if you eat those products or use those products or put that weed killer on your lawn, what have you. And then that person will be viciously attacked by the system because the system is all about death, destruction, poison, and enslavement. And the system is the projection of pure evil in the sense that that's what it believes in, is death and destruction and corporate greed and suppressing individual liberty. Now, if you look at the independent media is always made up of people who are skeptics, in a sense, like myself. I'm a skeptic of what I see in the world around me. I'm a skeptic of the false claims of the cancer industry. I'm a skeptic of the news reports of the mainstream media, like, for example, claiming that, well, I'm not even going to get into that. Just almost everything they report, you have to first ask yourself, is that even real? Sounds like something they made up. I'm a skeptic of even nutritional products as well. So I really scrutinize natural products. You know, I have a laboratory and I look very closely. I actually analyze using mass spec instruments. I analyze the elemental composition of foods and healthcare products and dietary supplements and all of these other things. And in doing so, you know, you're going to find things to criticize, but you're also going to find things that are amazing, that are empowering, things that uplift humanity, things that help people heal, things that literally prevent disease. And so if you really start to scrutinize what's happening out there, you're going to find some bad news items that you have to oppose, and you're going to find some really good news items that you have to promote. And when you do this, you will be hated by the status quo because the status quo flips it all upside down and says, no, everybody should eat poison. Everybody should take poison medications. Everybody should spray poison on their lawns. And everybody should applaud war no matter what the ethics are. And everybody should, you know, just sit down, shut up, obey, take your vaccine shots, and do what you're told. That's the media system, which is anti-life and anti-liberty. So getting back to the first point I made here, we the people, no matter where we are on the political spectrum, we the people, all of us, or most of us, I would say, actually just want to be left alone by systems of evil. We don't want to be poisoned by these toxic chemicals. We don't want to have Tomahawk missiles and bombs dropped on our heads. We don't want governments to murder us in the name of some political agenda that they claim is real. We don't want toxic heavy metals in our water supply. We don't want dangerous chemical medications that cause birth defects. You know, we don't want psychotropic drugs that promote diabetes, which is what antidepressants do. We the people actually have so much more in common no matter where we are on the political spectrum, we want to be able to exercise free speech. Well, I should say, except maybe some extreme leftists who are now the new intolerant class. They can't stand free speech that doesn't agree with them. But for the most part, progressives and conservatives and so on, for the most part, most people really, really honor the idea of free speech, and they are tolerant of other people's ideas, even if they don't agree with them. So for the most part, we want to live in a non-toxic world. You get that? For the most part, we all want to have a world where there are still forests and there are still oceans with fish in them and dolphins and whales. You know, for the most part, we don't want to murder whales, right? Like the Japanese do. They call them science expeditions, and they're out there harpooning whales still to this day. Totally barbaric, but that's what they do. I don't get it. We want to live in a world where the natural ecosystem still exists, where you can still grow food because there's still some soil left. It hasn't been completely, you know, sterilized with all the toxic agricultural chemicals. We want to live in a world where we still have some fresh water remaining. Maybe we could irrigate some crops for more than just the next 10 years. Again, for the most part, we want to live in a world where that is sustainable, that can support life. And yet, the mainstream media and the status quo system is promoting everything that destroys life. All the toxic chemicals, the atrazine, the glyphosate, the neonicotinoids, the honeybee-killing pesticides, right? It's all sprayed on all the food, and you got these companies like Monsanto and Syngenta and DuPont that are engaged in such evil destruction for our planet, and yet they are so incredibly powerful in Washington, D.C., and with the media. And so the media has partnered with evil, and that's why they love death and war. And even speaking of death, the media loves abortion. And I'm not talking about just like the first trimester type of abortion. I'm talking about late stage, like it's pretty much a baby. It's almost born, and they love to murder that baby. And they worship it, and they talk about how much they love it and how that has to be kept legal, even, you know, third trimester abortions. And those of us who say, wait a minute, that's a baby. The it's almost born right there. You're going to kill the baby? And they're like, yeah, that's women's health. I'm like, how is that women's health to kill a baby right when it's just being born? So, you know, and I know that may be a controversial topic in terms of politics, but you know, I can't stay silent on that third trimester issue. If you're going to have an abortion, you should decide before it's almost a full baby. You know, that's insane. But my point is most of us, look, don't let the system divide us, okay? That's my point. You may be progressive, you may be conservative, you may be libertarian, you may be a political agnostic. Truth is, you and I have way more in common than we might disagree on. Yet the system wants us to focus on slight disagreements. I mean, look at the racial component that's being pushed by the media now. How they're pushing so much hatred toward whites in the schools and trying to divide black and white. And it's so sick and it's so sad, because the truth is, nearly all white people have nothing at all against black people, and nearly all black people have nothing at all against white people, and nearly all straight people have nothing at all against gay people, and nearly all gay people have nothing at all against Bible people. And, you know, I could give you many more examples. Most people are incredibly tolerant, and I think probably you're one of them. I know I'm one of them. To me, I judge people by their actions, by their honesty and integrity, not by anything else. They can be gay, they can be a different skin color, different religion, different background, different nationality. Doesn't matter to me. I judge people by their, you know, by their actions, by what they, their intentions and their, you know, their honesty. But the system wants to always divide us. And they want us to live in fear, and they want us to live in division, and they want race wars. Why do you think the George Soros globalist guy, why is he funding all of this hatred and this physical violence in the streets? Because they want to whip up the violence. They want to see blood in the streets. They literally want to see a race war. They want to see America tearing itself apart through infighting. They want to see black people and white people beating each other to death and blood spilling on the streets. And it's so sick because, you know, we all bleed the same red. We're all human. We're all almost identical genetically, by the way. Almost identical. And yet they want to divide us on these artificial lines. So when you read Natural News and when you read Censored.News, which is one of my news aggregate sites, when you check out the independent media, I want you to be reminded that the independent media is it's the news that honors and values human life and human dignity and values you for whatever your race, your color, your religion, your sexual orientation, even your political beliefs, whatever. You are valued in the independent media where you are hated or exploited by the status quo mainstream media. They want to divide you. We just want to heal you. We want to show you how to be healthier, show you how to prevent cancer. We want to show you how to be more awake and aware. We want to show you how to live a more sustainable life. We want to show you how to survive hard times, how to save your money from the coming stock market collapse, how to even survive a nuclear accident or a nuclear war, which might happen in our near future. We want you to be awake, aware, alive, successful. We want you to thrive. The mainstream media just wants you to be stupid and obedient and poisoned and disease and on chemotherapy drugs and taking pharmaceuticals and eating junk food and dealing with diabetes and taking insulin and voting for whoever they tell you to vote for. That's a horrible existence, but that's what the mainstream media demands of you, because the media is steeped in evil, in the destruction of life, and in the oppression of humanity. I'll leave you with this thought. I know that if I had been, you know, we don't know why we're born in this time. None of us can know that because we're born without any memories of what happened before that. We don't know. We just come into this world where we're a conscious being. We don't know how we got here necessarily or even why we are in this time. But I can tell you this, that if I had been born in the days of slavery in America, I would have taken part in running the Underground Railroad. I would have risked everything to help other human beings find freedom. If I had been born grown up in the era of Nazi Germany, I would have resisted the Nazi regime. I would have fought against it. I would have been part of the underground resistance movement against Hitler. I would have been like Schindler, you know, to save the innocent Jews, you know? I would have been part of that effort to save lives. And we can go throughout history. If I had been an adult during Mao's revolution in China, a cultural revolution, I would have worked to save lives. It's a part of who I am. And it's not a choice, it's an identity. It's something beyond this life. It's something that's written into my soul, is to help save lives and to help awaken people and to help save people even at great risk to my own personal safety. And no matter where you put me in human history, I'm going to be working against any system that destroys lives and enslaves people. And in some instances throughout history, that probably would have meant that I would have been, you know, killed by the system. That just goes with the territory. I mean, they haven't killed me yet. Right now, I'm still here. Maybe we've achieved enough freedom that they've stopped just assassinating everybody who tries to set humanity free. So who knows? Maybe we've achieved that point where people like me, souls like mine, can continue to operate without being just outright murdered. I guess we'll find out. But I just consider myself very fortunate to be alive right now, to have this voice, to have you as an audience, to be able to share these very important ideas for uplifting humanity. And it's a very noble cause, and it's a very humbling experience to be able to do this and to still be doing this, even after so much censorship and oppression and all the efforts to try to silence the truth. Yet here we are, still speaking out for humanity, still speaking out for sustainability, fighting against the chemical poisoners, fighting against government corruption, fighting against mindless war and violence, and trying to save lives everywhere. And I'm going to keep doing that as long as I am here. End of story. So I thank you for your support. Without your support, none of this would be possible. I do want to mention that if you want to support my efforts, definitely check out healthrangerstore.com. Over 600 products there now. Lab verified, super clean, the cleanest formulations of different products that you've ever seen, including a new magnesium liquid deodorant product that's not based on aluminum like all the other deodorants that cause Alzheimer's and dementia. Ours is based on magnesium, and it works amazingly well. People are raving about this product. You can find it at healthrangerstore.com. Just search for magnesium liquid deodorant, and you'll really, really enjoy that product. It's super clean. So thank you for listening. I always appreciate your support and even your patience as I explore some of these deeper philosophical topics. It's nice to be able to share this with you, you know, for us all to function as awake, informed, mature adults in a world that sometimes seems, you know, so childish and immature, doesn't it? But that doesn't stop us from discussing these vastly more important ideas. Thank you for joining me. You can check out more of my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.